This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What are you looking forward to doing when California reopens? Use the hashtag MoveCaliforniaForward. Visit radio.com/MoveCaliforniaForward for more information. Just a couple of minutes away, going to be joined by Bob Costas, who is, Woodsy, to me, the epitome of, well, there's been other unbelievable play-by-play broadcasters and hosts over the years. I hate to play the game. Who's the absolute best? I will say that no one made an event feel bigger than just seeing Bob Costas come on your screen. And you knew that this was a momentous event. I mean, he got to the stage where if Bob Costas was part of it, it was something special at that point in sports broadcasting.
Would you say, Ben, that Bob Costas is on your Mount Rushmore of announcers?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Me too.
I'm not even sure that
if we had
to narrow it down to one, I mean, he'd be right there.
He'd probably be my favorite of all time as well. He had this innate ability, watching a lot of baseball, to predict what was going to happen next. It always felt like that. I mean, the way that he would set it up between pitcher and hitter, you know, this guy is, you know, he's not homered in 3 days. He's certainly due. Here's the pitch. It's gone. You're like, what? It was almost eerie. He called so many of those Yankee playoff games back in the day. Just him in baseball it's in me.
He didn't actually call that many years of NBA basketball. He was the NBC's lead announcer when Marv Albert was on his. Remember when Marv Albert had his incident
and
they kind of took him off the air for a couple of years.
Yeah, it's just a little.
Bob Costas stepped in, but it turned out to have him. That meant he was on the mic in 1998, since we had just been watching The Last Dance for the sixth of the six championships for Michael Jordan and the Bulls. And that call in Game 6 against the Utah Jazz, when they steal the ball from Karl Malone, and Bob Costas has the wherewithal to look up the clock and say, 17 seconds. 17 seconds from Game 7 or from championship number 6. That's perfection in sports casting right there. To set the stage in so few words, but to increase the stakes, to increase everybody's focus, and then almost like put Michael Jordan on that spotlight right on him to set up the moment, and then he hits the shot. I mean, it's almost not the same without Bob Costas's narration of what's going on.
So much, so much a soundtrack to sports when we were coming up. You know, just it blows me away. I asked Paul to find some of the best moments from Bob Costas.
Yeah, he actually got his start, one of his early jobs. He went to Syracuse, worked up there, but then got a job at KMOX in St. Louis, called the ABA games for the St. Louis Spirits. He was recently inducted into the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame, and they had a pretty cool montage of Bob Costas.
And we're going to get Steve Jones coming in, see if he can generate a little offense. He's the kind of man who comes off the bench and puts the ball in the bucket for you, Bill, and he replaces Milt Williams. Here he is with a baseline jump, and he hits right away. Well, you couldn't ask for more than that.
Minisama Kanishiwa. Watashiwa Bob Costas.
Hi, everybody. Bob Costas along with Marv Albert. First item of business, Kirk Gibson will not play for the Dodgers.
The entire NFL Live crew will be here to set the stage for the battle between the Bengals and the 49ers.
The first ever network broadcast in 3D. If you've got the special 3D glasses, now's the time to put them on.
Bashful Bob, you must have been out of a log cabin somewhere with no electricity, no indoor plumbing, no TV or no newspaper if you don't know what Hulkamania is all about. But to answer your question, the first thing it's about is getting your act together, brother. Getting this skinny little bow tie on. Getting these little chicken wings in shape.
Before we go any further, I'd just like to say publicly, this is the single proudest moment of my life.
1-1 pitch. Oh! He gets it to deep left center. Look out! Do you believe it? It's gone!
In right field, Tarasco going back to the track, to the wall. And what happens here? He contends that a fan reaches up and touches it. But Richie Garcia says no, it's a home run. A pop in the shadow left. The New York Yankees, world champions, team of the decade, most successful franchise of the century. Jordan, open, Chicago with the lead. Timeout, Utah. 5.2 seconds left. Michael Jordan running on fumes with 45 points. Who knows what will unfold in the next several months, but that may have been the last shot Michael Jordan will ever take in the NBA.
Thanks for staying up later. This is part two, it being Tuesday, of the unprecedented Mel Brooks week here on Later.
Any team I would root for besides the Dodgers, my father would tell me of horrible things that used to happen to Jackie Robinson when he played in that town.
Have you ever used steroids?
No.
In the long run, is China's rise irreconcilable with America's interests?
Were you around 30 years ago this month for Disco Demolition Night?
I was not.
You were not?
I was not in Chicago.
Can you prove you were not in the ballpark that night? Can you prove you didn't rush the field?
Is this Hannity or...
To this day, I couldn't, you know, if you were, you and I had a party, I mean, well, you and I wouldn't be at a party. But I mean, if we were at a party, I got a little ridiculous. I started to think we were going to hang out together, which is out of the question.
I'm flattered and impressed by the kind of insight that you're bringing to it.
A reasonable person says where there's this much smoke, there must be plenty of fire. What do you say?
I say that I am innocent of those charges.
Innocent? Completely innocent and falsely accused in every aspect?
Well, I could say that, you know, I have done some of those things.
Super Bowl 46 will kick off at Lucas Oil Stadium. The New York Giants and New England Patriots.
Buona sera from Torino, everybody. I'm Bob Costas. Hello and Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Bob Costas.
Greetings from the edge of the cupola just inside the home stretch here at Churchill Downs. Thank you for watching and good night this last time from Vancouver.
Good night this one last time from China. Good night this final time from the birthplace of the Olympic Games.
That's amazing.
Pretty
he joins us
man.
Coming up next.
Come
I'm
on.
Ben Woods, Bob Costas on 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.